Okay, well, first of all, if it, you know, it can feel like your friend's life depends on you. I mean, like, mm-hmm. we've all felt that pressure, right? As far as convincing your friend about their need for salvation, our job is to just tell them the news and pray for them. That's it. You know, I mean, like, we can pray, we can fast about it, but remember, the prayer of a righteous man or woman is powerful and effective, according to James 5, you know, 15 through 17, where it says, "And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Mm-hmm. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." And then it goes on to say, Elijah was a human being, even as we are. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain in the land for 3.5 years.
Mm.
So, you know, when it comes to whose job is it to convict? I mean, like, ours is to tell. It's the job of the Holy Spirit to convict.
Mm-hmm.
John 16, verses 7 through 11. "But very truly I tell you, it is good for you that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate, meaning the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Mm-hmm. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned."
Mm.
So basically, look at it this way. Your friend's life does not depend on you to save her, okay? That means, you know, that means of salvation has already been provided. The job is theirs to receive, and no one can force her to do that. Mm-hmm. And this is why we pray. This is why we share, so that she has the opportunity to respond. But really, the rest is up to her. You know, once we've done our part, it's out of our hands.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that might even be a tactic the enemy could use sometimes, to be like, it all depends on you. And if you need to do this, you need to do that. And that just sounds so stressful. And I think that when people get into that panic mode, especially talking about these very big things, I feel like it almost comes across like inauthentic, and it gets kind of weird, you know, like, oh my gosh, you got to come to church. You got to come to youth, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, I do remember even hearing, like, you know, the crusade rallies and stuff like that, you know, mm-hmm. it's all about how many saved souls did you get that night? You know, the pressure to, like, you know, get the numbers,
yeah.
right? And it's like, yeah. is it really about the numbers? You know, it's not really about the numbers. It's about authentic people coming to Christ.
Well, and because here's the thing, you could convince someone, I guess, to yeah. say the Lord's Prayer, but see, it's not just a magical phrase that you say it and everything's changed. Like, it is faith in what you're actually doing and who you are praying to that makes a person saved.
Yep. So, like I've yeah. seen lots of campfires over the years where, you know, there's a pressure of all the youth watching
yeah.
and, you know, everyone throws in a stick. But how many of those were actually solid conversions?
Yeah.
How many
yeah.
of those were actually solid commitments that, yes, I'm going to change my life? And then a week later, you see them, there's no difference.
Yeah, and I don't think that's like a bad thing, what you said too, because I feel like the best place for your friend to be is in, you know, the hands, so to speak, of like the Holy Spirit, you know?
Yeah,